Welcome, wombat folk and trolls, sorcerers and orcs, to Rated RPG, the fantasy role-playing podcast where we toss dice and have fun adventures with our friends. This is the Valley of Green Gold, episode 54. When we left the Whoop Whoop troop, you had ascended the large stone steps within the tower of Maddox the Wizard. There, you saw signs of combat, scorch marks, and other evidence of battle. Specifically, little bits of yellow paint scratched upon the stone wall. Brad, that was a clue that you really jumped on. What was your hypothesis about that?
My hypothesis was either that there was some kind of large creature that had been here, or that they were wheeling a trebuchet up the hallway.
I don't remember either of those things.
But wait, no, that's not true. That's not true at all.
Okay.
My theory was actually that there were some Tag Pub 7s hanging out.
Yeah.
Sorry, my brain's a little tired tonight, but yes.
I love the idea that a trebuchet was wheeled up and down the stairs.
Uh-huh. Yes. And I think my theory was correct.
Yes. When you got about three quarters of the way up the structure, there was an opening on the backside of the tower, a doorway that led to a 30 by 40 foot rocky plateau that had been dug into and up the side of the mountain. Now, there's a thick fog enshrouding this whole area, so you can really only see about 15 feet, but right away you saw that there's an edge there, and if you were to fall off the edge, it's a 100-foot drop. But one of the other things that you saw right away were several large piles of rock about 10 feet high. Emery, I know Clubhead did a little looking around. What did he deduce about this area?
That this must be where they keep that ammo for all the rocks they like to throw off the top of the tower.
Yeah, and it's like waste rock.
Yeah.
From cutting the stones to make the tower higher.
They're recycling. It's actually quite admirable.
It is. They're green, if anything. When the fight started, one of these Tag Pub 7s emerged from behind a pile of rocks. But there were a couple of things that were different or unusual about the Tag Pub. Dion, do you remember one of the things that was unusual about these?
Didn't the first one we saw only have three arms?
The second one only had three arms. The first one had four arms, typical for a Tag Pub. But you're right. They had a marking on their chest armor, the crescent moon and the star, same as the arcane lock on the mine supply building. And they're covered with what, Emery?
Mushrooms!
They don't speak.
That's right. They're covered with these spherical gray mushrooms. They're like puffballs. And yeah, Clubhead tried to communicate with the Tag Pub, but neither it nor the mushrooms on it responded to him. Instead, it chose violence. And charging into battle on the behest of Wendell, Croaky the Zombie was one of the first to make contact with the Tag Pub. You know, Croaky's got that helmet that was the molten iron that was in that trap that poured over his head. He headbutted the Tag Pub, but there was hardly any effect to that. Aaron, what horrible thing then happened to Croaky?
Well, poor Croaky was our frontline defenses, and he got smacked right off into the gorge, 100-foot drop, and the last thing we heard was... So as far as we know, Croaky has finally passed on.
The final croak.
The final croak, perhaps.
Yeah, he took 10d6 damage, and you know he didn't start with that many hit points in the first place. Wendell animated him down by the beach after the Battle of Merchant Harbor, and then reanimated him again after he had that incident with the molten metal trap. Multiple animations on the same corpse isn't something that can typically be done, but Wendell doesn't know that. So, you know, who knows? Maybe Croaky has more work to be done. We'll have to see.
See, here's the thing, though. There's a big difference. The first time that he animated Croaky, he was using magic. Second time, Mungic.
Oh, that's true.
Could be the secret.
That's the difference.
Ooh, that makes sense.
The battle with this heavily armored, four-armed construct was really just beginning, and you guys were already down one Croaky. And then Bunny DePayne did something extraordinary.
Fueled by his solemn loss of Croaky, I Irish whipped his ass straight off the side. I was like, oh, that's a good idea, and chuckled.
Yeah, and just like for Croaky, that's 10d6 fall damage. It was a wise move to throw that Tag Pub off the edge of the cliff, because just as you did that, you could hear heavy footsteps pounding down the stairs. Another Tag Pub 7 emerges from the tower, ready to fight. This one has three arms. He's missing one. And who amongst you was it that cast Symphony of Combustion, that spell scroll you got from Garth Greengrass? It's a heat metal spell. Who did that?
That was Wendell.
That worked really well because it was a constant source of damage because the Tag Pub 7 has metal armor that it can't take off. Meanwhile, Bunny DePayne is still in melee, and he's a melee guy, so he's taken a lot of licks from the first Tag Pub with four arms, and now from the Tag Pub with three arms. How many hit points does he have left?
At this point, I am at four hit points. That thing was on my head, man.
Yeah, that is the cost of being a frontline fighter. Also, right up there next to Bunny DePayne was Clubhead, but Emery, your results were a bit mixed.
Yeah, so Clubhead, he wasn't really contributing too much, mostly because of just, like, weird initiative rolls. Everything would either die before he would get to do anything, or he spent a round just trying to communicate. But the one thing he did that actually worked was Fairy Fire. He cast Fairy Fire, which gave everyone advantage on their attack rolls, combined with the heat metal, made that thing have disadvantage on all of its attack rolls, so it became a very easy fight after that.
And it was because of the Fairy Fire that Bunny was able to pull off two critical hits in one round. Yeah, you did a massive amount of damage, and it was good that you were able to do that because Silbeth's damage output was not great.
Well, she still has no recollection that she is a spellcaster, so she is basically just using her crossbow, and quite ineffectively, actually. She actually had a surge because of that, but the only thing it did is restore my highest level spell slot, which was ineffective.
All right, so to condense all of this down, you guys went up the tower, you emerged out the back of the tower, you were ambushed by a four-armed construct. It threw Croaky off the cliff, you threw it off the cliff. Then a three-armed construct emerged from the tower and fought you, and you fought it, and you won! Huzzah! And then you realized that that four-armed construct that Bunny threw off the cliff did not die. It has made its way all the way back up the tower stairs to fight you some more.
Oh, it's the same Tag Pub?
It's the same Tag Pub you threw off the cliff.
I did not realize that. Okay.
Yes, and it has appeared in the doorway. It's pretty banged up, but...
Still coming for us.
It's definitely coming for you, and it's Bunny DePayne's turn.
So I look around, and am I close enough to get to Silbeth?
I would say you're about 15 feet away from Silbeth, or about 15 feet away from the Tag Pub.
That's fine. I run towards Silbeth, and as I run towards her, I reach my pocket, and I pull out my paracoin. I look Silbeth in the face, and I say, "Do you trust me?"
You don't do munchik. I trust you.
Exactly. So hold out your hand.
All right.
I pull out the coin, and I say, "Paracoin, I need you," and I slap it on her hand.
We're going to pause it right there, just like for the sake of the combat.
Okay.
You do this in the course of like 6 seconds. You run over, you say the words, you slap the coin into the palm of her hand.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, in order to do this, you're going to have to make a charisma check, a flat charisma check without advantage. I'm going to say anything above a 10 is a success.
Okay. Oh, an 11.
Okay. Now, this paracoin coin, the paracoin that you got, wasn't that like hanging in a little leather pouch in a tree on the road to Kyle's farm or something like a couple of days ago?
Yeah, it was like, I think that happened right around when we met Fritz the mushroom. Yeah, like that same journey.
Yep, Fritz, good old Fritz. So there was a charge in that coin, and the charge was to give you advantage. It was like a blessed spell, right? To the best of my recollection, I know we talked about potentially using that in the combat with the troll, but I don't think you ever did. Does that track with everybody? Does everybody remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He never did.
So with an 11, you put that coin in her hand. Silbeth, you feel a tingling in the palm of your hand.
Okay.
And that's all that happens for that moment. Anything else for Bunny?
I'm just going to pick up an item to chuck it once it gets within 15 feet. With that, was my action giving her the coin?
You used your movement to get over to her, or half your movement to get over to her, slapping the coin in the palm of her hand. I'm going to say that's a free action. Here, Silbeth, trust me, boom. And then you can grab a rock and throw it. But you'd have to hold your action until the Tag Pub gets closer because visibility is so bad.
That's what I was asking, essentially. So hold my action, I'm done.
Okay. This leaves Clubhead 15 feet away from the tag pub, kind of all by his lonesome, and it is his turn.
That's okay. I know that Bunny is all sorts of messed up, so I will be the one taking the brunt of this tag pub here.
Insert jaunty marionette murder music.
Marionette murder music. Need to hear what that sounds like. Okay, it's 15 feet away from you, say? So I can see it.
Yes.
So, I could try targeting with blindness. That'd be pretty good. I mean, these things are pretty tough, though, so I might have a good con save.
Yeah. That was one of the things that you had learned in the previous combat, that those constitution saves are really kind of playing right into their hand.
Yeah, it is. But their dex saves aren't amazing, so I might actually just slap another fairy fire onto it.
It rolled two natural ones, I think, on its previous dex save.
Then it surely will do that again. I'm casting fairy fire! Oh.
It got a 16.
What a jerk.
Oh, it dodges out of the way. I will bonus action shillelagh and brace for impact.
All right. Next, it's Wendell the Wombat Silbeth on deck.
Oh, goodness. Do I choose to be a hero today?
That's a good question.
I do. Wendell runs within 10 feet of the tag pub.
What?
But not within 10 feet of Clubhead.
Okay.
And while he's running, he whips out...
Oh, boy.
A scroll that on it says a whole lot of shaking going on.
This would be Earth Tremor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is right.
All right.
Burning through all the scrolls.
Oh, I thought I was carrying that scroll.
Well, Jason, I believe, said that they were kind of being carried by everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So I guess Wendell grabs it out of your bag and runs away with it.
Right on.
I think maybe because Silbeth has been having a difficult time with magic/munjik, maybe that would have made sense too, yeah.
Yeah, at some point that would have, yeah.
Although, yeah, you're right, though. Silbeth, as a sorcerer, would be able to cast it.
So, once he's within 10 feet, he's going to read the scroll.
All right.
Wendell causes a tremor in the ground, and every creature other than him that's in within 10 feet has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Well, let's see how that goes.
Just made one, so hopefully he's going to miss this one.
You got an 8.
Yes. Woo! Assuming that's a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to make a case that I had no idea that Munjik could come off of paper being read.
Well, except that I already read a scroll in front of you, I think.
Yeah, the heat metal one. I think there was a reason that Silbeth didn't notice that. And with Bunny putting a coin in your hand and having that just sort of tingle a bit, that would be a distraction enough that you probably didn't see this.
Okay.
As Wendell unravels the scroll and mutters the secret phrases upon the parchment disappears, and the tiny rocks under the tag pub's 7's feet begin to dance as the ground begins to heave, and the tag pub braces itself, but it's too late. It's already lost its footing and falls to the ground, taking 1d6 damage.
5 points. 5 points of damage, and it is prone.
Just need about 20 more of those.
And then Wendell is going to, Wendell doesn't have a bonus action attack, does he?
No, unless you count making a cube a bonus action attack.
Yeah, like just chucking a turd at him maybe real quick.
Hit him with the cube!
No, I think Wendell's going to head on back behind Clubhead and prepare for the next round.
All right, Tag Pub is on deck with Clubhead to follow, but it is Silbeth's turn. And if you could see Silbeth now, her eyes roll back, her head pops up like she's about to surge, but she just stands there, frozen. Everything goes dark. Where do you think Silbeth would feel most at ease?
You mean imaginary place or real place?
Oh, like a real place.
She would feel most comfortable like wherever she used to live with her wife. So, I mean, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's like a living memory. This table, this cottage, the chair you're sitting in, they're all very familiar to you because this is where you sat and had breakfast countless times with your wife, Turley. But instead of Turley sitting across from you in her chair, sits a satyr. A satyr, a little goat person.
Yeah.
He's got shaggy dark hair and a tight black goatee. He's wearing a scale mail vest that shimmers an iridescent blue. He's got leather bracers on his forearms, and he's wearing a very fancy, dark-colored, wide-brimmed hat, similar to a cowboy hat, with a long yellow feather sticking out the back of it. He smiles at you and says, "Hello, Silbeth. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you."
Hello. Who are you?
Like you don't know. My name is Paracone, and thanks to your friend Bunny DePayne, I'm what you call a deity on the rise.
You're Bunny's god?
Yeah, well, not just Bunny's. I mean, any good deity is going to have more than one follower, right?
Where am I? This looks like my old cottage.
Well, it's one of your memories. It's your happiest memory, I think.
Yes, it is. Yeah, something's been wrong with my memories lately, I think.
You're absolutely right, Silbeth. There is something wrong. You're cursed.
I am?
Oh, you most certainly are. But the good news is I can help you out with that.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I don't want to be cursed, certainly.
Excellent. Well, before I can begin, I need to know, what is your current religious affiliation?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a practicing religious person per se.
Wonderful.
But,
then allow me, Paracone, to welcome you into my flock, or whatever it is people in my position say.
I did worship a different god when I was young.
Ah, yes. The mistakes of our youth always seem to flare up in times like these.
It was Nyoko Manene.
Nyoko, not anymore. If you want this curse gone, I can do it for you.
Oh, well, I mean, What is this curse?
Well, I believe you have in your possession a nickel. It's an abyssal nickel, and it's cursed for some bizarre reason. I can take that off of your hands and deal with it myself.
Oh, I don't want to give away my coin.
Oh, don't worry, you won't have to give it away. I've already taken it from you.
You have?
Well, I mean, I will, if you just say you've got a deal. And he holds out his hand.
I don't know. Like what? I don't know if I can trust you.
Do you trust Bunny DePayne?
Well, yes. He's my best friend.
Great. Well, he trusts me, and that's why he put his paracoin into the palm of your hand, because he wanted to help you, and he asked me to help you on his behalf, and so that's what I'm doing.
Well, I mean, I've known him to trust some people he shouldn't have trusted in the past. I don't know if he's the best judge. Like, what are you... You know, every god has a domain and an area that they focus on. What is yours?
Well, that's a complicated subject. Some would say deception is one of my realms.
Hmm.
But also entertainment and joy and frivolity and laughter.
Well,
performance. You don't strike me as the type who would appreciate any of those things, but Bunny cares a great deal about you.
Do you have to be my only god?
I'd prefer it that way.
I just don't know. Like Here,
let me play it back for you in your mind. And he reaches out and he touches your hand, and you're able to see all of the things that have happened because of the curse.
Oh my!
How about that?
How did I stop believing in magic?
I don't know. But I am quite fond of this Mungic. This is really fun.
How did I fall for that?
It's a curse, Silbeth. You got cursed.
That Wendell, he talks me into the craziest things that don't make any sense.
It was all for the best.
I can't continue on not believing in magic.
That's right, that you need me to help you, Silbeth. Your friends need you there. Oh, they're doomed if you can't break this curse.
Well, I'll do anything for my friends. All right, fine, it's a deal.
It's a deal. Yes. And with that, Silbeth's turn comes to an end.
Okay.
Of course, we're still in combat, and Clubhead is on deck. Thanks to Wendell using that spell scroll of Earth Tremor, the tag pub has to use half its movement to stand up, which means it doesn't have a whole lot of movement left. It can only get right next to one of you, and that is Clubhead. Emery, what effects do you have going right now?
So right now I have a little aura of spores, so as soon as he gets within 10 feet of me, he's got to make a constitution saving throw.
All right, here goes that. A natural 20.
Well, dang. No damage there. And then I just have myself a little temporary hit point shield here.
Didn't he spend his turn getting up?
Oh, he spent half his movement getting up.
Ah, I see. So that's why he could only reach Clubhead. Okay.
Yeah, he's only got 15 feet of movement after springing up. And then he just starts swinging his metal hands at you.
Okay.
A 21.
That hits.
Ouch. That's 9 bludgeoning points.
Okay.
His second hand swings, and you're able to deflect it with your spores.
Woo!
Third attempt is an 18.
Oh, okay, that hits, yep.
10 bludgeoning.
Ouch.
And his fourth and final attack is an 18 to hit for 11 bludgeoning.
Oh, okay, that's dang, man. Ow.
Woo! How we doing?
Yeah, I'm at 24 hit points. Not too shabby.
You all see this tag pub just walk over and just start pummeling Clubhead. Spores are flying off of both of them. It's Bunny DePayne's turn, Clubhead on deck.
Okay, Silbeth, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what magic is?
Yes, I do.
Yes! And then I turn around and start throwing rocks at tag pub.
Wow, the drama.
There's the first one. Hell yeah. That's
24. 24 to hit. 8 bludgeoning.
Nice.
And another one. 25. Let's go.
Oh my God. 5 bludgeoning.
And that's still my turn because I'm injured as hell.
All right. You did some damage. For the moment, you're pretty much safe back there by Silbeth. Clubhead is up. Wendell on deck.
Time to get boring. I'm going to dodge as my action. And then with a bonus action, I'm going to cast a first level healing word on myself.
All right.
It's super boring. But hey, it'll keep me alive, hopefully.
That's the important part.
7 hit points come back to me as my wounds begin to stitch up naturally as, you all know, right. Bits of my makeup, my wood is being replaced by ever more fungus. I am permanently like losing chips of my body and it's just getting replaced by fungus. Eventually, maybe I'll be entirely fungus. Who knows?
Be just a big scoby.
Wait, what's a scoby?
Oh, it's a thing that's that mushroom that floats in kombucha.
Awesome.
Wait, what? I'm drinking kombucha right now. They do what?
Well, there's, it's not... They refer to it as the mother. If you have a big batch of it.
Yeah, you're just drinking the mother right now, that's all.
I got pineapple peach mother in my hand. Yikes, okay.
Enjoy the juice of the mother, Dion.
Oh, even better.
SCOBY, yeah, SCOBY actually stands for symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast.
Oh. So it's not fungus. It's bacteria and yeast. Okay, I knew I was wrong. No.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you're not a SCOBY at all. You're a fungus.
Wow. SCOBY doby do. Well, my turn is over.
But hey, it's not really over because you're going to be dodging probably.
Yeah. Actively trying not to die. It's my turn.
All right. Wendell the Wombat is up. Silbeth on deck.
All right. Wendell raises up a bejeweled rod and fires a ray. A beam at the tag pub.
It is a ranged attack.
I get a big old bonus on this. 22 to hit.
That is a hit. It does cost you 1 charge to do it.
9 to 5.
All right. Is that the first time you use that rod?
First time.
All right. I need you to roll a d10.
Oh, 3.
3, thank you very much. Wendell levels the Rod of Undying, taking careful aim at the Tag Pub 7, and lets loose a warbling blast of dark purple energy, necrotic in nature. As it hits the Tag Pub 7, he gets to make a constitution saving throw, and he gets a 22.
Whoops.
So he passes.
10 damage.
That is correct. Instead of 19 damage, he takes 10. Still not bad. I mean, better than 5.
Good job, Wendell. We'll get him.
Yeah. We can do it.
Oh, All right, this thing's looking a little dinged up, but you have a ways to go yet. Selbath is up, Tagpub on deck.
I yell out, boys, I am a sorceress!
Yes!
And I cast a chaos bolt at the Tagpub. I'm going to use my inspiration.
All right.
Casting it at level 3.
22.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
That is definitely a hit. 22 and 18 would not have been a hit. So it's very good that you used your inspiration on that.
Right on.
Amazing. Yes.
Okay. So you got 11 damage plus 9 additional damage because of the higher level cast. So that is 20 points of damage. But what type of damage, Brad?
Right. I could do acid or psychic.
Ooh.
Would psychic damage still affect a creature if it's not intelligent?
It's hard to say.
Well, I'm going acid.
All right. 20 points of acid damage as this thing starts sizzling.
Safer bet.
Nice hit.
I'm back!
Yay! Just in time, baby!
Save us, Silbeth!
And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Apologize later when this thing's dead!
All right.
The acid sizzles and pops as it continues to eat through the armor and body and puffball mushrooms that are covering the Tagpub 7. And it realizes that the most dangerous foe on the battlefield is not Clubhead. It is Silbeth. So it charges over to Silbeth.
Okay, so that means it's going to provoke from me.
It is.
And it also starts turning my spores, so...
It does. Constitution save is an 11. That's not enough, is it?
It failed.
Yes!
It failed.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's not that big of a deal, actually. if I still had my temporary hit points, it would be a lot more damage, but...
It feels like it's really hard to hit it with this.
He's been trying to get that off for 2 sessions now. Hell yeah.
I know. It's just free damage, you know? Yeah. It's not that big of a deal. Just 1d4 damage.
All right.
At this level. It takes 2 points of damage.
All right.
And then I get to attack it with my shillelagh because it provoked.
Yes.
Shillelagh! 25 to hit! 12 bludgeoning.
As the Tagpub turns and heads towards Silbeth, Clubhead swings the shillelagh, hitting it in one of its legs, breaking loose some of the wood and metal that's holding its frame together. But the Tagpub continues on, past Wendell, which will give Wendell an attack of opportunity.
Could I get a butt attack in on him?
Yeah, I think you could throw that butt at him.
Yeah, like hip check him. I'm going to hip check him.
Like a hockey player.
I don't think that's going to hit 11.
You throw your butt at him and miss. Air butt.
You should really put all your butts in the ashtray.
The ashtray.
That's right.
Inspiration for Aaron. Nicely done.
Yes.
Hey, he already has one. I gave him mine from last game.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Dion gets inspiration for using the paracoin.
Oh, hell absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Deal. Heck yeah.
All right. So the Tagpub makes his way over to Silbeth and starts swinging. 23 to hit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's 5 bludgeoning damage as the first metal fist punches you in the face. The second one is a 24 to hit for 10 bludgeoning.
Well, that's a hit.
The third fist comes flying, 18 to hit for 10 bludgeoning.
All right.
And the final attack, 17 to hit for 10 bludgeoning.
Okie dokie. I'm down.
Oh,
shit. We all take levels of emotion.
Oh, I guess we're going to have to save you then.
Like, welcome back, Silbeth. Beat you into a submission immediately.
Good to see you. Whack.
That's awesome.
If you had just attacked Clubhead, 3 out of those 4 would have missed, thanks to the dodge.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you also did a decent amount of damage to it, so it's going to chase whatever's the most dangerous. Speaking of the most dangerous, Bunny DePayne's turn is up, and you are right next to this Tagpub.
Come on, Bunny.
I mean, there's nothing else to do. I got 1 ice cold point left. You know what we're doing, baby. We club seen 4 times in a row, hopefully. Number 1!
Come on.
Does a 17 hit?
No, because he's got armor.
Well, the second one, does a 19?
Yes!
Hell yeah, all right. And since I used my last ice cold point, we get 2 more chances at this. Swing, baby! 26, I know that hits. Swing! Can I use inspiration on that last one on some cheap shit?
I will let it happen, yes.
Let it ride, let it ride. Bam! So, that's a 25.
Ooh.
Done. Yeah, 25 points of damage, give or take. How's he looking?
I want you to roll a d10. Anything above a 5, and he's losing an arm.
Wow.
Right. One of the tag pub's arms goes flying off when he tries to block a shot that Bunny lands on his head. Bunny usually has this wrestler's ability to detect when a foe has under 10 hit points, but that is not the case yet.
No worries, man.
Yeah, we're going to take him. We got your back.
I forgot about my Tides of Chaos.
But that's kind of legit because you're totally out of practice now.
That's true.
That's
true.
You've been playing a sorcerer with no spells for like a month and a half now or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
All right, so Silbeth is unconscious. Bunny is down to under 10 hit points. You know the tag pub has more than 10 hit points. You've already made your attacks. You have movement left, but if you leave the space, the tag pub will get an attack of opportunity against Bunny.
Yeah, I mean, I only got 4 hit points. It's either way, I'm going down, so I hope you two fellas who are still standing are ready.
We got your back.
I flip them off and stand in front of Silbeth. That's my turn.
All right, Clubhead is up. Wendell on deck.
Oh, it's my turn again already? I love it. Okay, I have a silly question. If I were to move a bit onto that bridge, how far away from an edge is it right now?
Silbeth and Bunny are 30 feet from the edge, so that's where it would be.
No thorn whipping it off of the edge, then.
Good instinct, though.
I might do a bit of a wither and bloom here. He's right next to Silbeth, who is unconscious. Silbeth, do you happen to have any of your hit dice left, or have you spent them all in a short rest?
I have 2 left.
Yeah, okay. I think I'll do this. I will spend a second level spell slot to cast Wither and Bloom.
Okay.
Which creates a 10-foot radius sphere. It's going to affect just Tagpub and Silbeth. So Tagpub's got to make a con save, and then Silbeth, you can spend and roll one of your unspent hit dice and regain hit points.
The tag pub rolled a 16 on his con save.
Okay, so he's going to take half damage here.
Okay.
And that will be 8 divided by 2, so 4 necrotic damage to him.
Oh, Bunny, your low hit point senses are tingling.
I gained 1 hit point.
1 plus my wisdom, so 5 hit points for you, sir.
All right.
Nice.
I am very, very low on spell slots now. But I will run up into melee with it, and then I am done.
Silbeth lives!
Being near death does make me take some emotion.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would say coming back from unconsciousness would.
I'm at 5, and I rolled a 16.
Oof. Yeah. Okay, that could have been really bad.
Yes, it could have been.
Wendell the Wombat is up, Silbeth on deck.
Okay, using inspiration and shooting out another ray.
All right.
Do I have to roll a d10 now or after?
After.
Bam, 19.
That is a hit.
DC 15 save.
16.
Shithead.
Ah.
8 damage.
It's still there.
God damn it. Oh.
All
right. Okay, I'm rolling a d10.
All right.
3.
What are those d10s for?
I'm so intrigued.
All right. Give me a flat constitution check for Wendell. Not a con save, a con check.
Oh, shit, that's a fail.
Now he's the cursed one. Yes!
Well, you got a 5.
Yeah.
It's not a save, so there's not really a fail. I wanted to just see if you felt anything.
I feel nothing. I feel powerful.
Anything else for Wendell?
God, can Wendell just, like, hurl his body into him for a point of damage?
I'm sorry, no. Okay, Silbeth, you're laying on the ground. You're prone. This hulking, now three-armed tag pub is over the top of you, and it is looking like it's just about destroyed.
I can't remember. Do I have disadvantage on attacking when I'm prone or no?
You would, yes.
Well, I'm going to stand up.
Okay.
I'm going to use Tides of Chaos to give me advantage on an attack. I have to take a level of emotion, but I don't roll for a surge.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cast Vampiric Touch on him.
All right.
I'm following in Wendell's footsteps.
Neat.
The necromancy is strong.
24 to hit for 12 necrotic damage, which I also get back as hit points.
All right.
Or half of that. I get half of that.
You reach out, and as you reach out to touch this tag pub, your hand becomes a swirling shadow, and you siphon the life right out of this tag pub, and you do it so hard that the tag pub just kind of collapses in on itself and falls over, a husk of what it used to be. Congratulations.
I say, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
And you guys are out of combat.
Woo. Yay.
And that is episode 54 of The Valley of Green Gold, What We Do in the Shadowfell. Our monthly rated RPG live stream happens the last Tuesday of each month, and our next one is Tuesday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Central Time, U.S., which at the time of this posting is tonight. Support the live stream and podcast in one place, patreon.com/ratedRPG. You can be like the wonderful folks who provide us with rations and adventuring gear, folks like Banana Fish, Ranger Ron, and Joel. I was back in the editing chair on this episode and next episode, but thank you to Elizabeth Parcells for raising the bar on how incredible the Valley of Green Gold has been sounding lately, and thank you to our graphic design warlock and the Scartabelle of Mont Blanc, Tony Mayer, for the new graphics for our various uses here at Rated RPG. Many thanks to the gorgeous Phoenix Brigade. Members in good standing include Scott McGrath and Mongoose. All hail the GPB. Thanks to the Wizard Weary, the Duke of Lux, and the Dukes, Turtle and Crow. And thank you to our Merchant Harbor Gazette tier supporters for your vigilance and newsworthiness. Jackson Wynn, Super Justin 64, GBS Trek, Spidey Mouse, and Brian Smallberries. On a somber note, Igor Vakich and Kate Slauson were recently working for the cabbage farm to the east of town. They had a problem. See, a unicorn had been coming at night and eating dozens of cabbages, and they caught it in a net. So far, so good, right? But as they approached, they realized it wasn't a unicorn at all. It was a donkey that somebody had cast the fly spell on, and it was so bloated up with methane from eating all those cabbages that as they were moving it out of the field, the whole thing exploded, exploding Kate and Igor with it. So we went around the field to pick up the pieces and put them in the bucket of friends, because that's what you do when you got friends who explode. On behalf of everyone around ye olde gaming table, thank you for enjoying the Rated RPG podcast.